This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
On your mind, six past the hour, busy hour, busy week, busy. It just is a lot going on, and hopefully we are asking the questions, getting answers to the questions you're wondering, and giving you an opportunity to tell us what's on your mind today. It's hard for me to think about anything other than a young man who will be laid to rest today in Grand Forks, whose young son will not have a dad, will not have his father to grow up with, a young wife, widowed, way too young, and all of the family members surrounding. It's just very, very, it's so tough. His twin brother, we're talking about Cody Holte's twin brother, Officer Holte's twin brother is actually an officer with the Fargo Police Department, so our thoughts and prayers certainly to the entire family, all of them, on this tough day. We're going to check in with Mayor Tim Mahoney, who is making his way to the funeral today. We'll ask about that permit issue. We also are going to chat with Dan Johnston, who's the North Dakota State Treasurer candidate. We've been focusing closely on that particular race as we head into Election Day. Going to tell you about another very important race in McKenzie County for County Commission. The Bakken backers have identified four candidates that they're supporting, very, very important to the future of North Dakota. That race for McKenzie County Commission is as important as anything to the future of oil and gas development and, for that matter, the state of North Dakota's ability to climb back from COVID. So listen for details on that before the end of the hour. And then the new guy on the job, Andy Armacost, the new president at the University of North Dakota. We're going to check in with him for a couple minutes too today, because he started yesterday. So we want to find out what's ahead for the University of North Dakota. All that coming up on the program we call What's on Your Mind, your calls, your questions, comments. Oh, and Senator Kevin Cramer going to join us as well, also on his way up to the funeral today, along with Senator Hovind. So we will catch up with the Senator Cramer in just a few minutes as well. Our telephone number, if you have questions or comments for anybody, are 800-228-0550. You can text me, 701-367-2054. You can also text Todd at 701-226-8503. Our next guest is Treasurer candidate Dan Johnston. We've had a couple of conversations with each of the candidates for Treasurer, Tom Beadle and Dan Johnston, and our final chance to chat before Election Day today with Dan to talk about this post of the state treasurer. Dan, how you doing?
Very well, Scott. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you for joining us. I said earlier that I don't know this. I have no inside knowledge of this, but I'm guessing your opponent must be behind by a lot because many trees have died to promote his candidacy. So I just like they keep coming. You could plaster your wall with these things. There comes a point. I don't know if anybody else is like this. I get irritated with it. I get irritated with how the message gets more and more stupid, and then I just get irritated by the sheer volume of it. You know, I don't know if anybody's influenced by it or not. But what do you make of this paper war that we're fighting in this treasurer's race?
Well, and it's not a paper war from my part. I sent out a total of three mailers, and I intend to send out a fourth. So. But yeah, I mean, good gracious, the amount of money that's been spent, and I think that's a message in and of itself. When I say, you know, I care about efficiencies in government, if you compare the campaigns and the amount that has been spent to that end, that's what I intend to bring to the treasurer's office. You know, when the treasurer sits on six state boards, I'll bring that conservative governing philosophy, that frugality to those boards.
The latest one could be fairly called an attack piece. It has you in a mousetrap, along with a mouse. It's the most disgusting political thing I've ever seen, I think. I just can't stand it. But it's trying to say, you know, you got caught not paying your taxes. You got caught voting against legislation that could lower your your tax fees, skipped out on paying bills. I want to give you a chance to address this, even though it's obviously gutter time on this, because, you know, some people aren't going to hear from you directly until the election. They see this. They don't know if it's true or not. So what's the scoop?
Well, yeah, sure. I'm happy to address that. First of all, if there's any bill out there that would address property taxes and income taxes, I'd be the first to vote on them. In fact, last legislative session, there were two bills to lower income taxes. It was Representative Craig Hedlund's, that would have gradually brought it down using legacy fund earnings. I supported that. Also, one by Rick Becker that would have brought it down to zero, the income tax rate. So, yeah, property tax, that's a big issue. But I think the bill that they cite was the Prairie Dog Bill, 1066. And I got to ask all your listeners out there, have any of you felt a property tax reduction due to the Prairie Dog Bill? It's another spending scheme. It never works in the way that it might have been intended. And it certainly has not brought down people's property tax. And in fact, I bet when the smoke settles, what we're going to actually see is that it caused cities and local municipalities to go further into debt. Because look, when you have these kinds of spending schemes, they can be somewhat unreliable. And, you know, so cities and counties will assess their budgets on projections that they think they're going to get from the Prairie Dog Bill. And when the buckets don't fill, and the money doesn't come, well, now they're in debt. You know, they've signed contracts, they've done bids with construction companies, et cetera, and now the money's not there. So nobody's seeing a property tax reduction through the Prairie Dot Bill. Probably quite the contrary.
I mean, hasn't the whole game changed? Because the idea there was that was oil and gas money that was going into a bucket that would go to the counties, and then we had to beg for them to please use it to lower our taxes, not spend it on something new. But that was going to be a battle in and of itself. I was a skeptic early on in this thing, and I ended up being okay with it just because I heard about you know, how many needs are there, and the oil industry supported it. It was going to go there. But my thought was, boy, you better hold them accountable. The fact, show me where the property taxes will be lowered. What are you doing with that money? But there's not any money to dole out now, is there?
Well, that's my point. It's an unreliable funding source at the end of the day. When you have an economic downturn, the money just isn't there. And that's what we're experiencing right now as a state. But to address some of the other points on the attack, it had said that I didn't pay, or I had a property or a state income tax lien from 2011. You know, so today I just got off the phone with the tax department, and I found out that it was for $149. And there was zero interest applied and zero penalty. And in 2011, I'd moved, and the notice that they sent to me telling me that I owed it was apparently sent to an address that I didn't live at anymore. So I'm guessing that's why I didn't receive it in time to pay it. But I did pay it. I paid my taxes. Again, $149. I don't quite understand what the mix-up was there, but. Nevertheless, it was paid. Some other things that they attacked me on there, you know, I would like to say this. First off, I can relate to North Dakotans, and especially what many of my friends are going through right now with the COVID-19 pandemic and the downturn. A lot of my friends are unemployed. You know, they're hurting, they're suffering. They might not be able to pay their bills. From my perspective, I don't come from money. I don't have a silver spoon in my mouth. I wasn't born that way. You know, so almost 20 years ago, I lost a job and I got behind on some bills. But, you know, I came out on top of that. I came out a better person and I moved on. And I think people can relate to that. And again, we're talking almost 20 years ago as a young guy. So I feel like a better person today, and I feel like out of any candidate, I can relate to North Dakotans and what they're going through.
Appreciate the explanation and all that. Makes perfect sense. Carolyn Bismarck for Dan Johnston. What's on your mind?
Good morning.
Morning, Carol.
I got a phone call from one of the Johnston supporters, and one of the things they touted is that you're a farmer, and I'd like to know, how much land do you farm? How many acres? Is it small grain or cattle? And where did you live before you moved to North Dakota? And where are your college degrees from?
Oh, sure. Thanks for the question. My college degrees are from Liberty University. It's a Christian university private school that I attended. And I'm very proud of that accomplishment. Before North Dakota, I was in the military. So I was stationed overseas, and I served my country. To your final point, I have a small acreage farm. We pride ourselves on being self-sustaining, so most of the food that my family eats is produced on our ranch. We have a few pigs, and we have a beef cow. We raise our own beef, and we milk it. So, and it's what I call an organic farm as well. So, that's the gist of it. I wouldn't call it a commercial farmstead by any means.
Carol, appreciate your call. Thanks a bunch. And Craig and Hazelton, you're next. More questions, comments for Dan Johnson, candidate for state treasurer. Remember, those ballots got to be postmarked by the 8th of June. More coming up. Don't go away.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Ethanol brings energy and agriculture together. We're chatting with Brian Markegaard today, process engineer for Dakota Spirit, part of the Midwest Ag Energy family, in Spiritwood. What if ethanol went away? What would that mean for corn farmers? What does that mean for North Dakota?
There's about 40 employees here at the plant, right around 40. So those jobs would be gone. They're very good paying jobs. So those positions would be gone from the community, which we saw with Cargill moving out, the number of jobs that left the community. And then just from the ability to process that corn right here makes a big impact, again, with the farm community, which in this part of the world supports the local community through buying equipment and all the other things that farmers are spending money on as well. And then the trickle effect of all that money in the community is huge.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Isn't right? Come on, it's lunchtime almost. That's right. PetroServe USA. PetroServe USA. What's for lunch today? It's Wednesday. Valley City. Exit 292 on off I-94. You can stop and have Swedish meatballs or lasagna. 12th Avenue Fargo location. Breakfast Tater Tot Hot Dish. West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Swedish meatballs. All lunch specials come with two sides and a bun. Visit PetroServeUSA.com for more information. Home of the 4-for-4 deal. Choose your favorite. Single topping, personal pan, or breakfast pizza. Two fresh baked cookies and a 20-ounce fountain. Four items, $4. Pop, coffee, your choice. $4 all day, every day. PetroServe USA, all their locations, and, of course, some great lunch specials, too, at those locations. Tell them Scott sent you. All right, continuing our conversation with Dan Johnston, we're also going to catch up with Kevin Cramer and Mayor Tim Mahoney. Senator Kevin Cramer and Mayor Tim Mahoney both on their way to the funeral today for the fallen hero today in Grand Forks at Ralph Engelstad Arena is where that'll be held, as a matter of fact. We also have the president of UND, new on the job, Andy Armacost, will join us today on the program, and we're going to hear from Rob Lindahl at the Bakkenbackers, trying to say a lot fast. And Rob's going to tell us about the four candidates they're endorsing for the McKenzie County Commission race, so stay tuned for that. All right, Craig and Hazleton, question for Dan Johnston. Go ahead, Craig.
Yes, sir. How are you today?
Good. How are you doing?
No, not so bad. I attended the Republican convention in Wishakir a couple months ago or whenever it was, and Thomas Beadle spoke first and then Daniel Johnson. And Thomas Beadle gave his political pedigree there about his grandfather being in politics and his father and his stepfather and right on down the line and then his resume. And I just kind of find it hard to find the political outsider that he says he is. But Dan Johnson, he spoke very well. I was really impressed with him. And just he had his family with him, too, there. And the children were just so well-behaved. And I think Congress could probably take a lesson from the children on how to behave, to tell you the truth.
Well, I appreciate that, Greg. Yeah, my kids have been a big help throughout this process. They're always willing to, help out and put up signs. And but I always tell people it's funny, they work on their stomachs. So
yes, they do. They do a lot for food, don't they?
Absolutely.
The other thing, being in financial difficulty like you were, I really commend you for not filing bankruptcy or skipping out on your bills and owning up to them and paying them, and just shows good character. And you got my vote.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Greg. And yeah, fortunately, I was able to avoid bankruptcy. But and now I have a credit rating of 800, 805. So I'm proud of that, maintaining my credit in good standing. And I appreciate that, Greg.
Yeah, well, thank you, and we'll talk again.
Craig, you bring a perspective that I think is pretty important to the decision for many when you sit down and take the measure of a man and hear both and say, here's why I'm going the direction I am. In your case, for Dan Johnston, I think that's we could all use that kind of perspective in every one of these races rather than from flyers and other things, actually being part of the process. So appreciate that very much. Texter asked a question as to why conservative or Republican is as prevalent in this race as it is, saying, like, well, this really isn't a political seat, so why is Dan Johnson's opponent having to say over and over that he's conservative? Like, what's going on there? Do you have an answer for that?
Well, obviously, being conservative and having conservative values and principles is important to the average North Dakotan voter. And I think that's probably why, candidates are going to such an extent to express their conservatism. For me, I do think it's attractive, and I think our country was founded on traditional conservative values, and that's very much important to the North Dakota voters. As far as the position not being a policy position, I tend to disagree to the extent that many of the funds that are invested by our state, you take the legacy fund, for instance, it's invested in Wall Street, and I'd have some concern about what companies North Dakota money gets invested in. For instance, does the company have values that differ from North Dakota, or might even contradict North Dakota values? Are we investing in companies that...
Well, let me give you an example to test that one. So if we're invested in a company that's kicking off great returns, but it it donates huge sums of money to Planned Parenthood, I wouldn't want 1 cent of North Dakota tax dollars to benefit on that. That'd be something that would go against my values. Is that what you're talking about?
That's exactly what I'm talking about. Or if it's a company that is against our Second Amendment protections. You know, there's any number of issues out there. But yeah, that's a big one. A lot of companies do give to Planned Parenthood, and our North Dakota funds going into this company's coffers to boost them. So that's something that I would definitely keep my eye on as a conservative, and I definitely see that as a policy issue.
Dan Johnson, our guest for a couple more minutes here, Treasurer candidate. The race again is. What is your assessment on how many people have voted to this point? I mean, no, the ballots don't have to be postmarked till June 8th, but they've been requested for a long time in big numbers. I mean, have most people voted by now, or what do we know?
I hear different numbers. The most recent number I heard was that 70,000 ballots have been returned. So that's a pretty significant number. I think there's still a fair amount that are outstanding. But yeah, it's kind of hard to put your finger on and say exactly how many have voted. But a good many have at this point.
Let's see here. There is a couple of the questions. Dan didn't answer the question, where did he come from? Where is his organic farm? Where is Liberty College? I thought I heard you answer those, but anything in there you didn't answer?
Oh, yeah, Liberty University. It's the largest Christian college in Virginia. Actually, I think it's the largest Christian university in the world now. Highly successful, founded by Jerry Falwell Jr. So I was born and raised in Pennsylvania, so that's where I come from. Joined the military and was looking for, while I was in the service, was looking for a place to raise a family, and God led us to North Dakota, and we've never looked back. So happy to raise a family in North Dakota, be a part of it, and see my kids leave the home and thrive in North Dakota as well.
Texter says, isn't it true Thomas Beadle voted to abolish the job he now wants?
Yeah, well, that is true, and the bill was back in 2017, and I think even my opponent has admitted that it was a bad bill. Just because you abolish the treasurer's office, really the only thing that you would have abolished would be the position of treasurer, so the one person that's accountable to the people of North Dakota. The duties wouldn't have gone away, so they would have likely been transferred to an unelected bureaucracy. And I would say, without a treasurer's office, the people can look to see what money comes into the state, where it came from, and where it went. That, to me, would be lost in translation, and that would be a loss for the people of North Dakota.
Dan Johnston, treasurer candidate, our guest on the program. Dan, thanks so much. By the way, endorsed by President Trump, if you missed that tweet. A pretty amazing feat there, and if it matters, endorsed by yours truly as well. I'll be voting for Dan Johnston.
More. It's time. Time to return to Norway. Let's plan for 2021. Nobody better to take you to Norway than Carol Juven at Juven Tours and Travel. He's headed there. Carol, what you got planned?
We have got 5 tours for 2021. We do still have 1 tour left in 2020 on August 10th, and that is a magnificent tour, and we have room on that one, and I will be guiding it personally.
What number trip to Norway will that be for you?
Trip number 180.
Wow. Let's help them build back, because this is it in Norway. Tourism is what makes them go. It's pretty phenomenal. And if folks are dreaming a little about 2021, what do they need to see?
Oh, the fjord country they need to see, and the people. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people.
Carol wants to send you a giant map of Norway free. 701-237-9000, JuvenTours.com, and he'll help you find your family with that map. Juven Tours and Travel, 237-9000, JuvenTours.com.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As demonstrations and protests, in some cases turning into riots, continue in many American cities following the death of George Floyd while in police custody just over a week ago, Floyd's family says it will be marching towards Houston City Hall today as those protests continue in that city as well. Mayor Sylvester Turner saying they expect thousands of people, and law enforcement officials have been called from all levels.
We're going to continue to lift up this family. The march is not a City of Houston event, but it is being organized by our local community activists.
A funeral for George Floyd, who hailed from Houston, is to be held in that city next week. Former VP Joe Biden could clinch the Democratic presidential nomination tonight if he racks up the big victories he's expected to get in primary elections in seven states, as well as the District of Columbia today. And this is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Back on What's on Your Mind, little known fact that Senator Kevin Cramer plans his travel around the lunch specials to PetroServe USA. And I've been told that from a good source. I don't know. Valley City today, Swedish meatballs or lasagna? Toughest choice of the day. Which one of those two homemade delicacies would I like? Grab and go, convenience, but it's homemade food. You can't beat it. Breakfast tater tot hot dish on 12th Avenue North Fargo and I-29. West Main Avenue in West Fargo, Swedish meatballs. And all the lunch specials come with two sides in a bun. Don't forget Valley Dairy, part of that family as well, in Grand Forks. And the 4 for $4 special, the pizza, the two cookies, and a soda or a coffee, $4 for four items all day, every day. At PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. All right. It is day two on the job for a new president at the University of North Dakota, Andy Armacost. We're going to talk to him in just a moment. First, we caught up with Senator Kevin Cramer making his way to Grand Forks today for the funeral of a fallen hero. And just a story that rips your heart out. You know, I mean, any of these are terrible. And we sort of remember Jason Mosier and the pain that brought for folks around the region as well. And now, but this young man, young family, bright future, tough darn deal. And Senator Cramer, thanks for taking some time to share the story today of Cody and while you're attending the funeral in Grand Forks today. We appreciate it.
Well, no, thanks, Scott. Thanks for highlighting it, because we live at a time when it's hard to pick out the good guys from the bad guys anymore with all the craziness and the glamorization of violence and protests and riots and whatnot. And today we're going to Grand Forks. I think it's very special, frankly, to be able to go and honor a hero like Cody Holte. I know the Holte family very well. I know Cody's mom and dad. I knew Cody's grandma and grandpa. His grandmother, Sue Holte, and my mom were very best of friends. And I shared a lot of time together. I learned how to drink coffee and love it at Sue Holte's home, because she always had it on. And anyway, Cody leaves a legacy, because he was left a legacy. And so we just want to go up and make sure that he gets the honor that is deserving of him, and that we wrap our arms collectively around Mandy, his wife, and Gunner, his son, his infant son, and of course Brett and Tracy, his parents, and Alexis and Brady, his siblings, and the entire family, and let them know how much we love them, and try to do what we can to, you know, hopefully share a little of their burden along with their grief.
I didn't know he had his twin brother that is on the Fargo Police Force. Mayor Mahoney told us that. So our thoughts and prayers to this whole extended family that is just, I mean, imagine being in law enforcement and having your brother in law enforcement and he dies in the line of duty. It's just awful. And, you know, it seems like as large as this is and should be, to just awaken us to the awful things that can happen to people that protect us and go out every day, yeah, and go into the storm to protect us. And yet what's swirling around it right now with, you know, the events of Minneapolis and the protests and the riots, it just feels like things are spiraling out of control, doesn't it?
Well, it does feel like that. And that's why I think a day like today is really important, because these police officers, today, while we honor one who made the ultimate sacrifice, we're going to really be honoring all of them who are willing to. And we need to remember that, and they need to know that we love them, we cherish them, we pray for them, we've got their backs. We need to offer encouragement at a time when it would be easy to be very discouraged. That's what's so great about our communities here in the Midwest, particularly in North Dakota. And we shouldn't forget either that Cody also was a member of the military. He was a member of the North Dakota Army National Guard, and just a remarkable young man who loved God, loved his family, and today he gets to be with his grandmother. But we're going to cry a little today while we honor him as well.
Yes, well, we should, because this is, number one, worthy of our prayers. Every single member of law enforcement and doing what they do, a good reminder, but specifically for what this man gave, for what his family gave, so that we could be protected. And as former basketball coach said, I thought this is about as good a thing anybody could say about you after you're gone. Someone parents would want their sons to be like, Officer Cody Holtby.
Yeah.
Yeah, laid to rest today. Thanks, Kevin. Appreciate the time. Drive safely.
And by the way, I just want to let all of your listeners know, especially those that listened to the last segment with Dan Johnston. In my office in Washington, D.C., when I get an applicant for an intern from Liberty University, I take them every time. Right. They are the best of the best, and they're hard to get. And I'm always grateful when one wants to come and serve North Dakota.
Yeah,
so,
I'm not
thanks,
sure.
Dan.
I'm not sure what Karen was getting at there. Karen from Bismarck, but it was a little odd because, yeah, I agree with you. Liberty's got a good reputation.
I'm going to send this recording to Liberty University, and they can give your students a little insight and heads up there.
Unless you don't like something about a Christian university, I mean, obviously some people are going to take exception to that, but that's got to be a small minority in North Dakota. I don't know. It was odd. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it very much. Senator Kevin Cramer, joining us on the program, 22 before the top of the hour. There's a new man on the job at the University of North Dakota. Thankfully, we got a chance to meet him and visit with him several times on this journey to be president, but he's in the chair now. He's in Twombly. He's in the office, Dr. Andy Armacost, new president of the University of North Dakota. Andy, welcome. How's it feel?
Great, thanks. I'm honored to be here, and just so your listeners know where I am physically, not yet in Twombly Hall because of COVID. We were slowed down, so I took the position yesterday, but since the campus is all working remotely, I'm still here in Colorado, and the moving truck comes on the 15th, and so we're going to make our way to Grand Forks as quick as humanly possible.
You know, you start this job, and you mentioned in the letter you sent to the UND community that, here it is, you're first days on the job, and you're filled with sadness. It seems as though we're, at a really odd time in this country, and nothing new under the sun, they say, but it's still new for a lot of us to see all these different events. How does that change your approach to this job, Andy?
Well, the sense of compassion that we need to bring to this position, and to allow both the university community and the Grand Forks community to come together and heal, particularly over Officer Holtby's passing, coming together to mourn is an important part of this. And so today I want to give a particular shout out to the University Police Department who have taken over the patrols in the city of Grand Forks to allow the Grand Forks Police Department to mourn the loss of their brother. So I think universities can play an important role both as a university, but also in concert with the local community to really come together and help healing. And so what's happening across the nation, the rioting, the protests, the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis and others as well. It's a really, really tough time for us as a nation. But I think universities provide a sense of hope, a sense of gathering, a sense of growth and conversation. And so I think UND will be well positioned to really, in spite of the sadness, come out with a sense of optimism and hope for everybody.
How will higher education and what happens on the campus of the University of North Dakota and the learning and instruction that goes on there be different because of COVID?
So COVID, of course, massive disruption to the spring semester of, I think, every university or just about every university and college in the nation. And so we've had to really reconsider how online education and on-campus education operate, not just independently, but how we can combine them and look for the harmony between the two. And so I think our professors and our staff members are really working hard to figure out what that looks like. In fact, we're putting together a special commission at UND to look at the future of higher education at UND in the wake of not just COVID, but even pre-COVID. How do we offer great programs to more people and to do it in a way that uses technology, but also relies on that great face-to-face education that UND is known for. So it's COVID has accelerated our look at how to do that. But you're right; it's had a tremendous impact. Again, we're going to come out stronger on the back end of this.
So the massive disruption we understand from all the precautions necessary because of what we didn't know basically about the virus at the time these decisions were made and being cautious going forward. How about once, for lack of a better term, we have a vaccine, we have, therapies, we have sort of a handle on it like we would other pandemics in the past or other viruses. Do you see any lasting impact on just being able to deliver education in a different way? I mean, you're working from Colorado right now as the president of the University of North Dakota. That's unusual, but in this day and age, it isn't all that unusual. It is just what people do. They work from wherever. So will there be a disruption to the model as it was pre-COVID, do you believe?
Yeah, I think there will be disruptions. I think the financial picture of higher ed has always been challenging. Enrollments in higher ed have been challenging, and I think technology actually allows us to bring people back into higher ed that might have left and never come back, or people who thought it was unapproachable in the first place. And you look at a rural state like North Dakota, how you can bring people to campus virtually who ordinarily wouldn't have come to campus is really enabled by these technologies. So, but I think we have to make sure that we recognize the value of having a physical presence as well. We would never go strictly online, because I think the gathering of a community of people who are focused on learning and education, I think, is a healthy thing. But you're right. Your point that COVID and the changes that have been induced by COVID outliving the pandemic will certainly happen, that there's going to be disruptions to the system that go well beyond the pandemic. Positive changes.
What bell is it you want to ring more than any other bell? Is it enrollment growth? Is it the number of students educated there? What is the top thing you want to accomplish?
Well, we want to make sure that the first and foremost, high quality education for anyone who comes through the doors or through the electronic portal into the university. But enrollment is a big issue. How you sustain an enterprise like a university really depends upon attracting students. And so enrollment is a big issue. There were national trends, even before COVID, of reduced enrollments. And the Great Recession of 2007-2008 really had a dramatic impact on birth rates. And so there's a natural reduction across the nation in total enrollments. So enrollment's going to be a really big issue, for sure.
And as you say, you're bucking simple math in the way of challenges to meet those historical quote-unquote norms, I guess. Andy, the right man's on the job. The right man's on the job. We know that, and we look forward to the fact that you're ready to roll those sleeves up and go to work. Look forward to helping any way we can with a great institution. Thanks so much for the time today.
Great, thanks. I look forward to talking to you soon.
You bet. Andy Armacost, the president now of the University of North Dakota. what to do in McKenzie County on that McKenzie County Commission. So it looks like the summer of 2020 might be just a bit different than we thought, right? Well, head on in to see Vince at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, to make something better out of it. Every day made better, like Hot Spring Spas. Like all the fun they have, the game tables, and guess what? The saunas. More and more research out about saunas and how healthy they are for you. Kill everything bad. Get in that sauna. Just clear your head. And you know what? With everything canceled this year, what a perfect summer to own your very own splash super pool. It's made in the USA. It's very easy to own. You'll have it for many years to come. The best swimming pool made. Sets up in less than an hour. Your very own swimming pool can be yours for as little as $90 a month or take advantage of 12 months, no interest, no payments. Take one home today. Swim tomorrow. Make your home the place to be this summer with a splash pool. From Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 in Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks. Online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Tell them Scott sent you.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for comprehensive energy solutions.
Now you can pair Monster Power with Total Control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive tractors with the AutoCommand CVT from New Holland. This transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 AutoCommand tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Swan Buick GMC. Plenty of options to choose from. Need something different? Cars, trucks, SUVs for every budget. Even if yours isn't paid off, you have a train, they might be able to get those monthly payments down or just buy your car. Take advantage and receive the lowest used car rates in years or make no payments up to 90 days. Whatever your budget, they're here to help. If you don't feel comfortable stopping in, shop online at SchwanBuickGMC.com or give them a call. They're now offering statewide delivery. Schwann Buick GMC, where your warranty lasts a lifetime.
There is a church just steps from the White House. It is St. John's Church. It's a little yellow church. If you've ever visited the White House, And, you know, you look across the fence at the White House. Generally, you're doing that either from right on Pennsylvania Avenue, which doesn't have traffic, and then Lafayette Square is right there. All right? And that church on, let's see, what is today, Wednesday? So this would be Monday night. It was you know, vandalized. It was set on fire. It was burned. The president yesterday decided to go there, a very historic place for presidents, basically to show resolve of the country that you're not going to do this stuff. You're not going to do it. Well, the media lost their mind. They lost their marbles on it. I have a post up from, I forget if the story was Axios or somebody, just ripping into the president for going over there. This is a photo op. Is this ridiculous? This is blah, 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 blah. Today, the president and the first lady are at the National Shrine for St. John Paul II. And the president is actually signing a, is it legislation or is it an executive order on religious freedom today? But I wonder what they're going to say about this now. I'm so glad he was there today because they're there and praying in front of a statue of Pope John Paul II. I've been there many times. The March for Life kids always make a stop there when they go there. The University of Mary trip one year, we had Mass before we headed back from home. It's a beautiful place right next to the Basilica. And the Basilica of Immaculate Conception. Basilica of the National Shrine of the Immaculate Conception. Incredible church. So I'm glad the president's there. I'm glad he's there, although get ready for them to make fun of it. It'll happen at any moment, for sure. All right, one order of business we haven't gotten to yet today is to tell you about something else on your ballot if you're in McKenzie County, and that is who ought to be your county commissioners. Rob Lindberg is here from Bach & Backers, and Rob and his team have gone through all the candidates and made some endorsements here, which if I were in McKenzie County, I'd be following very closely. And I wanted to give you a chance to know a little bit more about that. I'll put up some more information about this on my Facebook page after the show today so you have it to follow up on if you'd like to before you vote. Rob, thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks, Scott, for having us. And we got an election coming up next week, and it's important that our industry and the public get out and take part in it. A little bit of a different year for us. As far as ballots go.
Yeah, no kidding. It is just so strange. But, you know, here's the thing about, in my mind, a commission race, a county commission race in this case. Some people might say, what in the world? Why do I care about that in Grand Forks or Thompson or, you know, Valley City? McKenzie County is responsible for a whole lot of revenue that comes to the state of North Dakota out of the you know, the square miles around Watford City. Explain that, Rob.
Yeah, McKenzie County last year was ranked as the number one producing county in the country for oil and gas. And it's vital that we have commissioners in McKenzie County and all the big four counties in North Dakota that are friendly to infrastructure development and policies that really let the economy grow, development to happen, and in a way that's smart and really betters the quality of life of the communities, because that's how we get good people up here for the good paying jobs and get them to stay.
Yeah, and you could get an activist there that is, you know, acting like, I care about mom and apple pie, but all of a sudden they're wanting to, you know, shut down the industry. So it takes a savvy voter in this case. You've gone through the candidates and found four that you support. Tell us about them.
Well, we haven't ourselves gone through the candidates and endorsed anybody. We're not an organization that does that. But there was an independent group that went through and ranked candidates and found four that were really good for the economic development and industry development for the area. And that group endorsed Thomas McCabe, Phil Brown, Wayne Olson, and Jeremy Olson. It's a little bit interesting because endorsed four candidates, and voters could only vote for three, but we with them would encourage people to pick the three that they find best and really help the economy grow in McKenzie County for the benefit of all members.
I can't believe anybody let Gene Vita retire, but I totally understand why he would want to retire. We talk about a public servant of the nth degree up there. His spot is up. The one candidate you mentioned, Thomas McCabe, is an incumbent, so he'd be a reelect. And then the new voices are this H. Wayne Olson, Joel Brown. We know Joel. I mean, he's a Watford City kid and UND grad, petroleum engineer, now back there building a business with great technology and mineral trackers. And Jeremy Olson. So those four candidates, all about supporting increased funding for critical infrastructure projects, including roads and schools, programs and incentives to grow and diversify the economy, create good-paying jobs, expanding production of North Dakota's oil and natural gas resources supported by these four, and investments in workforce development programs for critically short industries as well. So these are good folks, and really that race is super important for the entire state of North Dakota. So just wanted folks to know about that. And I'm glad.
Yeah, and I think, Scott, the one thing to say is they also have that long-term vision that Gene has always had. And so when we think about who should carry that torch, I think.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Hi, this is Andy Murdock with Piper's Auctioneers, inviting you to any one of these exceptional upcoming farm retirement auctions, including the Bergstead Farm Equipment Estate Auction near Volterra, North Dakota, featuring an exceptional line of John Deere tractors and combines, Tempty grain trailers, and a lifetime collection of guns. Piper's is also featuring retirement and estate auctions in Rolette, Tuttle, Gladstone, Bismarck, Robinson, Dagmar, and Belfouche, offering farm, ranch, and construction equipment, and a large selection of guns and ammo. For full inventory and online bidding on dozens of land and equipment auctions throughout the Upper Midwest, log on to Piper's.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNTeam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNTeam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus.
That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our one-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.